a.m. in Montreal.
You are listening to CJLO News. Monday, December 1st, about 60 Concordia students walked out of class and gathered in the atrium of Concordia's Hall building, protesting what they called censorship from Concordia surrounding Palestine. The protest, which then continued out of the building and down the street without incident, was largely in response to the barring of a Concordia Student Union employee from campus. Back in October, towards the end of the month, CSU campaigns coordinator Juliana Smith was banned from Concordia. In her role, Smith coordinates political campaigns on behalf of the student body, having worked in the past on environmental campaigns, food security movements, and more. A Concordia alum, Smith herself, is not currently a student. Concordia alleges that Smith enabled aggressive behavior during the student strikes for Palestine back on October 6th of this year. The email reads, Smith is banned for, quote, participating in preparing and equipping persons who then engaged in aggressive harassments of students and others and caused many class disruptions, unquote. Smith told CJLO News there was no word of an investigation and no opportunity to defend herself.
There was no evidence provided that I could even contest. There was no, even questioning or investigation about, like, whether the alleged behaviors had even occurred or to give me an opportunity to defend myself. There was no citing of university policies that I had allegedly violated.
Smith and the student union were not involved in coordinating the student strike on October 6th. Individual department societies voted to walk out of class, and thousands of students did. As part of her CSU responsibilities, Smith is expected to be present during any student mobilization events. Smith maintains she was on campus simply communicating with students on strike. Smith says she has never received this level of resistance from the school due to her involvement in other campaigns, like climate change walkouts, for example.
Student unions exist to present this counter power to the university. And my role as, you know, the head of the department that is tasked with mobilizing the student body to act in, you know, largely in defiance to what the university's status quo is, that's disruptive to the university. And as the university continues to be in an increasingly precarious financial situation, you know, we're seeing these austerity measures coming into place, and the university more and more has to present itself to its donors, to the research funding, to the government as a stable investment. But when there's protesting on campus, that political unrest, that's not a stable investment. And so they have to do whatever they can to kind of quash that unrest.
Smith is currently continuing her role as CSU campaigns coordinator remotely and has discussed her situation with legal counsel, but says she has no intention of violating her ban. Back on campus, protesting students say Smith's ban is about suppression and censorship of student voices about Palestine. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to On the Right Track. I'm DJ Zona, and today I'm here with a guest. Say hi, Joe.
Hello.
So I've done repeat episodes of, like, the same genres before, and so today I'm going to do a throwback to one of my first ever episodes back in March, I want to say, of this past year, and we're going to talk about garage music again. And so, yeah, like I said in the last one, for anyone who may have been listening, I don't have a lot of experience in the garage scene, and so, but I find it very interesting, but obviously there's not a huge garage scene in North America at all, really. I found that recently there's been some smaller kind of collectives are popping up, and like garage is starting to be a little bit more of a thing in North America, but like generally and historically very much not, there isn't really a scene here. And so because I love to talk about My interest in genres is the culture that surrounds them. I like to bring people on who are more well-versed than I am. Joe, tell us a little bit about your experience with Garage.
I feel like I'm being brought in as like an expert. I'm not an expert. But
you don't have to be an expert. You just have a bit of experience.
Yeah,
that's fine.
No, I sort of got into it when I was, 16. My friends were playing some of the earlier, Sammy Virgi conductor stuff. And then it sort of has got, it's been a bigger part of my life being in Manchester, where there's such a massive garage scene. I feel like every night I go out to at this point is like a garage or a speed garage night. There's loads of events companies that have stuff on, and it's really, really fun. It's really fun. There's a massive collective. It feels like all the artists are kind of friends with each other. I don't know. It's what you hear at every house party that you go to.
That's kind of the dominant genre.
It's dominant. I feel like I've noticed here there's not even the same culture. Well, maybe it's just because my friends all live in apartments, so there's not the space for it. But there's not the same culture of DJing at a house party. But there's not the same culture of having someone mixing.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't know.
That's not as common here, and I think it's also because people don't really have the space for it.
Yeah.
I think, but it also depends, because there are some people who do that, and there are people who just throw more. It's like an independent event, but it's just a house party, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And so, but that is a very specific scene, and is usually just people's friends who are showing up with their decks, you know?
Yeah.
Well, okay, we'll talk a bit more about Garage in a minute. Let's get started with, we had a Manchester mention already. So the first song you're going to hear tonight is Manchester by Interplanetary Criminal.
Thank you. Flavors, too many flavors, bun all the pagans, big up the ravers. Big up the ravers. I got myself, you ain't gotta get me. I get reloads, get them in free. I'm doing a show, I'll get them in free. Show me the big notes, get them in key. I got brothers and I got G's. I got jumpers and I got T's. Fresh white Air Force and I got jeans. I see nightmares, but I got dreams. I got pizzazz and too much flex. 100 missed calls and I got texts. Performing tonight and I got necks. I had vinyls and I got decks. I got biceps and I got pecs. Try not rape me and I got vex. I get around, get music checks. 1-2 clout and a music rep. I got flavors, too many flavors. Bun all the pagans, big up the ravers. Got styly, too much styly. Fresh and clean, but I feel so grimy. I got swagger, get too swaggy. MC father, put them in nappy. Know the program, so I get ready. Bread on the table, so I get steppy. I got flavors, too many flavors. Bun all the pagans, big up the ravers. Got styly, too much styly. Fresh and clean, but I feel so grimy. I got swagger, get too swaggy. MC father, put them in nappy. Know the program, so I get ready. Bread on the table, so I get steppy. I got flavors, too many flavors. Got styly, too much styly. I got swagger, get too swaggy. Know the program, so I get ready. Bread on the table, so I get steppy. Bundle the pagans, big up the ravers. Know the program, so I get ready. Bread on the table, so I get steppy. I got two legs, but I got a whip. Got bread on the table, that I got flip. 4 in the morning, but I got a kick. I love the ravers, but I got a dip. I don't get drunk, I'm drinking a mix. 2 gold teeth, that's under my lips. Hair all curly and she got hips. Jordan's on and my jean got rips. Came out last year and I got lit. Came out last year, I still got drip. Fancy season, N-way trips. Brought that down and back to the bits. Blowing the traffic, moving rapid. I got brothers and 1-2 savage. I think about life as how do they manage. Bear man capping the music, damage. I got flavors, too many flavors. Bundle the pagans, big up the ravers. Got styly, too much styly. Fresh and clean, but I feel so grimy. I got swagger, get too swaggy. MC father, put them in nappy. Know the program, so I get ready. Bread on the table, so I get steppy. I got flavors, too many flavors. Got styly, too much styly. I got swagger, get too swaggy. Know the program, so I get ready. Bread on the table, so I get steppy. I got myself, you ain't gotta get me. I get reloads, get them in free. I'm doing a show, I'll get them in free. Show me the big notes, get them in key. I got brothers and I got G's.
I got jumpers and I got tees. Fresh white Air Force and I got jeans. I see nightmares but I got dreams. I got pizzazz and too much flex. 100 missed calls and I got texts. Performing tonight and I got necks. I had vinyls and I got decks. I got biceps and I got pecs. Try not rate me and I got vex. I get around, get music checks. 1-2 clout and a music rep. Bundle the pagans, big up the ravers. Got styly, too much styly. Fresh and clean, but I feel so grimy. I got swagger, get too swaggy. MC father, put them in nappy. Know the program, so I get ready. Bread on the table, so I get steppy. I got flavors, too many flavors. Bundle the pagans, big up the ravers. Got styly, too much styly. Fresh and clean, but I feel so grimy. I got swagger, get too swaggy. MC father, put them in nappy. Know the program, so I get ready. Bread on the table, so I get steppy.
Tune in to Fukubukuro on Saturdays at 8 p.m. for your weekly grab bag of music from Japan, East Asia, and everywhere else. Only on CJLO 1690 AM.
All right, so that was Manchester by Interplanetary Criminal, and then Flavors by Main Phase and Cabo Lee. So Joe actually made the playlist for today's episode because I was like, well, you have a lot more experience with garage music than I do. So like, let's see what you want to put here. So yeah, tell us a little bit about your choices.
Well, I mean, I'll start with those two just because they're both off ATW, which is a record label. I mean, it started kind of just as Interplanetary Criminal and Main Phase, sort of the two different artists, releasing their own music, and then they got a much bigger international presence and they've started releasing a lot of stuff for loads and loads of people. And yeah, I don't know. Interplanetary Criminal, I think, was one of the first people that got me into sort of this style of garage and the sort of heavier, like more bassline focused, more club focused. We were just talking about this.
Yeah, we were just talking about this during the songs. Cause like, you know, garage, obviously when it first made its way into nightclubs, like in the early 90s and whatever, it was considered like the slower genre, like the lighter one, because like at the same time as garage was jungle, and so these two genres were being played in the same clubs, and so garage, whatever room the garage music was playing in, that was considered like the chill room because it wasn't as heavy on the bass lines.
But yeah, no, this stuff is very much so heavy on the bass lines. It's yeah, very, very club focused, very dark, sweaty room. But yeah, no, incredible record label.
Yeah, amazing. No, it's great. Yeah, because like it's just interesting to see the way that like this genre has evolved over time, because especially like now, there's not just, you know, garage, there's also like speed garage has been like really up and coming recently.
So is this, like, so yeah. So I honestly think it's slightly on the fall off because I think it got ever so slightly overdone. There's still people doing it right,
I think,
but
so
like
too.
There is a bit of a meme about the sort of speed garage edits of every single song you've heard in your life. And like every pop song, everything, there's a speed garage edit of it.
And like there's an archetype of like the type of person who's like really into that music as well.
Yeah,
that just like
the SoundCloud free downloads.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we've got some more songs for you. Let's not talk too much so we don't take up the music time. Next up we've got Breaka by Bush Baby and Ewok?
Ewok, yeah.
Ewok, right. Okay, awesome. Let's get right into it.
You don't know that you don't mess with people from Jamaica. Maybe someone talks about a weed. I give it to you.
Before this next song comes on, I just wanted to say that it is especially difficult to try to find Canadian artists who make garage music. And the last time that I did this episode, this genre, I only managed to find like one artist from Toronto who like dabbled in garage. So thank you very much, Joe, who managed to find actually a decent amount of Canadian content for what you said it was a label from Vancouver.
Yeah, from Vancouver. They're called Odd One Records. I don't know. I was hunting on Bandcamp and I just like filtered by Canadian. I was like, please give me something.
Odd One Records.
Yeah.
I feel like I know those guys, but I'm going to need to look into it. Anyways, so next up we've got some songs from Odd One Records. So we've got Wait For You by Danny Mal and then Bouncy Castle by Krang. Enjoy.
That. With a step that, step back, wanna come around, try and kick back, it's that. No, that's the inter, all of that, wanna come round me, yeah, wanna kick that, kick that. Little one-liners, liners, yeah, I know they could take that. Let me just wait for the next drop, wait, wait, wait.
just gonna throw the right about not gonna play. It bad like bad breath. Bad like too bad and the kid bad belly.
Honey, 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 honey
Okay, so that was it for the CanCon portion of this episode. So that was Wait For You by Danny Mal, Bouncy Castle by Krang, and then Bullet by Apollo. The name is actually longer than that, but I'm not going to read the whole thing right now. but yeah, so a little bit of garage coming up in Canada, I guess. I know there's like a little bit of a scene starting in Vancouver. I know some people who have been like putting on garage events in Vancouver at like, but they're pretty small.
Let me know, I'm there over Christmas.
I will let you know, actually. I can connect you to them. But yeah, so I think you should introduce the next songs.
okay, next song is Bubble by Matic, who's part of this events company called Warped Events. That I like, I kind of did some work experience with them. It wasn't really work experience because they didn't really know what to do with me, but I mean,
unpaid intern.
Exactly. I kind of just ended up going down to events, and I like wrote down on my, because it was for uni, I had to get like some form of work experience. I just wrote down
you
that
got
I was
to
like,
go to garage events for I would, yeah. uni work experience.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
amazing.
No, I was just writing down that I was like helping oversee events, and I was just there in the club.
Yeah,
I enjoyed
I'm
it.
I'm supervising.
But yeah, next one, Bubble by Matic. Great, great song. I've been playing it since it came out. I remember when me and my friend heard Sammy Virgie play it in his Denver Boiler Room, and yeah, we were waiting for it to come out for ages. I was like, once I'd met him, I was asking when it was coming out. I was like, please, but yeah. And then afterwards, Mint, which is by Opidan, it's a new one that I've also been rinsing recently. Opidan is again one of the sort of who I consider part of the, I don't know if it's a personal consideration, but the like new the rise of the sort of new wave of UKG on the sort of early Kiwi record stuff with Conductor, Sammy Virgie. I'd say she was very much part of it as well.
Okay.
She's got that bouncier stuff.
Yeah. All right, amazing. Let's get into it. Let's hear this, because we've got a bit of a personal note here. So let's get right into it.
Bubble on me, 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 bubble on me. ready for the bubble on me.
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2 times award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
Let me know if you're
original sounds, but these lot are only on a preset thing. We had never taken any infringements, but it seems like these guys kinda infringe. Better bond, they gotta get a minimal reach, cause nobody ever give them any engagement. I'm older than meds, try to focus the most, but I know that these man are not meditating. It's off me down and strategy in the mix, so you know we deliver the high specifications. Man could have stood on the largest stages, but still struggling social occasions. Gotta make the whole crowd step to the side, cause the energies and the vibes unmatched. Shout out the gal, what are two independent, they've never been signed with no contract. Now you lot are looking all good, I had a good look at your old little mix. And I was cooking up a few plans, let me know if you want a full link. I'll put your names on the list list now, come through with a lap of good rules. It's going off from a lot of good shout, you ain't gotta watch out and make your way full. You lot are looking all good, I had a good look at your old little mix. And I was cooking up a few plans, let me know if you want a full link. I'll put your names on the list list now, come through with a lap of good rules. It's going off from a lot of good shout, you ain't gotta watch out and make your way full. Show C man in the green room with a zoot in my hand and a cup full of yak. Couldn't ever tell us that we ain't been with it. All you gotta do is just look at the stats. Only gotta reach on the mountain tops, park on the pavement with no permit. Man, I gotta eat some of these sweet corns, cause we don't worship no turnips. Yeah. Since I was a kid, I had a discipline problem, but didn't really rate any authority. I ain't got a graph for another outfit, I'm on a hunt for total autonomy. Promoters are saying they ain't any venues, so we shut down clubs like with the council. But they're still telling us the leaders around, cause they try to expand and we're integral.
So that was Bubble by Matic, and then Mint, Bumpy Mix by Abidan and Strategy. Yeah, Mint was so much fun. Oh my gosh.
It's so fun. It's so fun. It's off our new EP.
I love a bumpy mix. But yeah, so unrelated to garage music at all, I have a little bit of an announcement before we get into the last couple of songs, which is that this is my last episode for an extended period of time on the right track. However, the show is not being canceled. The show will still be here. My lovely friend Asha is going to be taking over the show. So still going to be on the right track, just with a new host. So I'm going to be away because I am going on exchange. But when I come back, I will have so many stories and so much new content and new music for you guys. So yeah, I'll probably be back in like July. So I just wanted to say that, and to anyone who listens to this show, thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed it, I that makes me very happy, and I'm excited to come back refreshed. But yeah, thank you for joining me on my last episode for a while.
Thank you for having me. I didn't realize it was the last one until just now.
Well, there we go. I wanted to do something interesting. But yeah, so next up, to close out the episode today, we have Check This Out by Silva Bumpa, followed by Original Dawn by YUQT and Rico Dan. So
both of them are doing bits right now.
Pardon?
Silva Bumpa's like massively, massively coming up. I don't know. I don't know what's sort of made it to this side of the world. But because I know like there's people like Sammy Virgi, there's people I saw Conductor and Opadan here in Montreal.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. But Silver Bumper's massively he's really young. He's like 23.
Okay.
My friend sent me a picture of him getting ID'd at his own event.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. I love that. Well, yeah, up and coming. Yeah.
Yeah, YUQT are great.
You guys better tap in. All right. Let's I don't know. Thank you guys for listening. Let's enjoy these last songs, and goodbye for a while. You're gonna love Asha, don't worry.
bad man. Thank God, gun, original gun. Real bad man, we are the mic champion. Everybody dance all up the ram, ram. Not the best bad man. Thank God, gun, original gun. Real bad man, we are the mic champion. What a Virginia from London. Everybody dance all up the ram. Thank God, gun, original gun. Real bad man, we are the mic champion. Everybody dance all up the ram, ram. Not the best bad man. Thank God, gun, original gun. Real bad man, we are the mic champion. What a Virginia from London. Everybody dance all up the ram, ram, ram. Original gun, gun, gun. Bad man, thank God, gun, original gun. Real bad man, we are the mic champion. Everybody dance all up the ram, ram. Not the best bad man, thank God, gun, original gun. Real bad man, we are the mic champion. What a Virginia from London. Everybody dance all up the ram. Thank God, gun, original gun. Real bad man, we are the mic champion. Everybody dance all up the ram, ram. Not the best bad man, thank God, gun, original gun. Real bad man, we are the mic champion. What a Virginia from London. Everybody dance all up the ram.
You're listening to